Last year, when I first started working for binoculars.com, I started paying attention to the peregrine falcons in downtown Duluth. No one quite knows where the adults came from. Unlike virtually every peregrine falcon in the Midwest, these two were unbanded. So they weren't birds that had been released as part of the peregrine reintroduction project, and they weren't birds that had been hatched at any known nest, since all the nestlings we've known about are banded before they're big enough to jump out of the nest. Bob Anderson of the Raptor Resource Project set up the nest box on the old Hotel Duluth back in the 1980s or early 90s, but it wasn't used until just 3 years ago. Last year, I took a lot of photos of the four babies and the parents, which are posted on my blog. Whenever I could get away from my binoculars.com desk for a walk downtown with my spotting scope, people would gather, everyone interested in the birds and wanting a close-up view. Then on July 3rd last year, the last falcon to fledge from the nest got grounded on the top level of the casino parking garage. I happened to be there with my husband Russ and good friend Jean Tonkin, and we picked her up and brought her to the roof of the North Shore Theater, hoping she'd stay put until the high winds that day died down. But she tried again, and this time got grounded on Superior Street. A few people called me in a panic, and I instructed them to call Hawk Ridge bander Dave Evans, who has access to the Hotel Duluth roof when necessary, and he put her back where she belonged. Binoculars.com was in the process of moving from downtown Duluth to Proctor, so I knew I wouldn't be able to be downtown nearly as much this year as I'd been last, and so I started making broad suggestions on the birding listservs and my blog that one of the environmental organizations in Duluth establish a downtown presence, serving as ambassadors for the birds and also able to respond quickly in the event of a fledgling emergency. Sure enough, Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory ran with the idea. They're working with the City of Duluth to fund a wonderful naturalist, Julie O'Connor, to perch at Lake Place Park with a spotting scope, and Binoculars.com is donating a scope just for this purpose. But before Julie started her job, I was already getting news of the birds and first reports of hatchlings from employees at the Fond du Luth Casino. Their employee lunchroom just happens to be the best vantage spot in the city for observing the nest, and Kelly Bodigheimer has been sending me frequent reports. Binoculars.com loaned them a spotting scope specifically for falcon watching, and so they were the first to notice one day that there were three peregrine adults at the box. The established pair apparently chased away the intruder, and they were the first to see the adults feeding hidden tiny chicks, and then to see the growing chicks peering out. Now they're occasionally seeing all four of this year's babies at the same time. This coming winter, while the birds are gone, the nest box needs to be replaced. Binoculars.com is working with the Raptor Resource Project to get a state-of-the-art nest cam in the box so we can all get a much more intimate view of the adults, eggs, and growing chicks weeks before the nestlings start toddling over to the edge of the box. Meanwhile, I took some photos of the adult female and two of the chicks from the parking ramp yesterday. I'll be taking more from the casino roof this week, and on Friday we'll be there to photograph when Bob Anderson comes to Duluth to band the babies. I'm happy to share pictures of our splendid Duluth peregrines, but if you want to see the real thing, the actual adults cruising and hunting and caring for their adorable fuzzy chicks, hunt out Julie O'Connor at Lake Place Park Tuesdays through Saturdays for a nice close-up view. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.